7:01, welcome to City Council meeting for the City of Shrinkers. It's Monday, January 8th, 2018. First order of business, 1.0, call to orders, roll call.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Present.
Mayor Sanford.
Present.
Alderman Ramos.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins.
Present.
We have a quorum.
2.0, pledge of allegiance.
The United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Moving on to 2.0, special presentation 3.1. We don't have any, but I have a memo here that I'm going to read to the mayor to let you know, the mayor and city council know, that my mom, Ophelia Tenard, passed away January 3rd. I know you and many within our small city knew her. She was 91 and had a wonderful life. She is much of the reason I am the person I am today. Her support was so important during difficult times in my life. If you wouldn't mind having a moment of silence for her at tonight's meeting, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Take care, Hannah Tenard. So we're going to go ahead and give her a moment of silence.
Oh, Hannah Tenard. Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have a moment of silence. Okay, moving on to 3.0, 3.1, we don't have any special presentations. 4.0, council reports and requests, we don't have any public hearing, public comment. 5.1, this is the opportunity for the public to address council or comment on items that appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments will be directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion, deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. So we're going to start down here. Do you guys have anything? Is there anybody here? Do you have anything? Neil? Come on.
I was going to try and keep the meeting shorter because everybody wants to get up there.
You?
We got administrative reports, so.
Okay. I'm still Neil Moyer. I live at 1118 North Country Club Drive. I'll keep this short. On the topic of coyotes, good luck. I know of at least six because of parents and their offspring from earlier this spring, just a few houses down from me. There are undoubtedly more. They seem to be pretty damn healthy. And yes, people need to be aware and be faithful guardians for their pets because, you know, if they're at risk if they're out. And I don't know of any instance, but I can't say that I'm an expert of coyotes getting involved with people. The ones that I am aware of, they're very skittish and don't seem to want to stay very close to people at all. They like separation. Final point is, I hope sometime soon at council meeting, both the mayor and Mr. Hoskins will regale us with tales of their petition for consolidation with the city of LaPorte. I've seen a little bit that Mr. Hoskins wrote up in one of the sites, but I think it's pretty incomplete, as one would expect, because there are a lot of ramifications that such a consolidation could have. But the fundamental thing is that all the assets of the city, should there be a consolidation, would go to LaPorte with no indications of how, particularly the financial instruments the city has, how those would end up being disposed. There's also issues about how we would have to be placed into one of their districts, councilmanic districts. Councilmanic District 5 seems geographically the most logical, but I think we would go over the balanced number that they've been seeking for all their districts, so they might have to rebalance all 5 districts in order to account for that, so that's another issue. I don't know that that affects the day-to-day activities of people in Shore Acres, but it certainly puts a burden on the city of LaPorte to move ahead in that way. In any case, so I'm welcoming both the mayor and Mr. Hoskins to give a presentation or two as necessary at council meeting, so there's some record of that information and maybe things can move forward on all that. Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Anything? No? Okay. Moving on to administrative report 6.0. 6.1, city manager's report. Mr. Stone.
Good evening. Last week, the auditor started and finished in 1 week field work. It was pretty outstanding. We're now moving into the next phase of sending audit documents to follow up to the field work. Today, I visited with the city engineer. We have been attempting to get pricing, HGAC pricing, on the sewer line repair between Baywood and Shady Lawn. We were promised to have that last week, and we still have not received that. We huddled up today. The engineer estimate on that work to replace that line is under $10,000, so it's well below the threshold that would require us to bid it or to use a pre-bid such as HGAC. So I asked him to go ahead and proceed with getting three quotes from utility contractors so that we can see what the cost of that is. I hate to delay that failed line too long, and that's not foreclosing on the opportunity of getting the pricing from the HGAC contract. It's just an extremely small job for them, and they'd rather get $1 million jobs with their time than one that's under $10,000. But they may in fact get us a price about the time we get the quotes, we'll see. And then we'll know where we're going to proceed from there. Last Wednesday, holidays, we had an incident that didn't happen during the holiday, but on Wednesday morning about 10 o'clock, we had a server outage that lasted most of the day. It was a hardware issue that got resolved about 7 o'clock that evening. We got back online, but it did cause us to slip on some things that we wanted to get done last week, office-wise. We are on track to receive our engineering study and recommendation next week from Tom Finley on the water and wastewater projects. We already had the costing on those. This is the results of the water modeling. There's been some interesting twists and turns in that, and what the recommendation is going to be. I don't have that final recommendation, but as soon as I get it, I'll be forwarding that to council at the end of the meeting. We're also on track with our financial advisor to have a meeting on January 22nd to entertain issuing the notice of intent, which is the first step on moving forward with the certificate of obligation. And that is the city manager's report.
Okay, moving on to 6.2, Metro Police Department report. You guys,
thank you. The report's in front of you. I believe you've had a chance to look at it. A couple of things. You can notice the animal control problem. The numbers are increased, obviously, because of the cow conversations going on in the city. I think that may be discussed later, so I'm not going to harp on it. We did have two deaths in our family. In our community during the holidays, and that's always sad when that happens during the holidays. If you look down the lost, missing, recovered, or abducted, there's two there. That's one child that ran away twice. So there's it's two calls, it's two separate days, but it's one person, and the child's been returned to the family within the day. And the warrant service I was just looking for, I came over here, we did more than three. I don't know why that number is three, but we had more than three warrants served last month. We also had I'm not going to call it a drug bust because I think that gets into a conversation that I don't want to have, but we did have a pretty good incident in December where we recovered some marijuana out of the house. The district attorney did not accept charges, which is kind of the norm right now for things with drugs, with marijuana especially, but we did recover a large baggie of marijuana and almost some other things. So they say you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride, so I guess they beat the charges, but they lost their marijuana. That's all.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Chief Harris?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chief, can you comment on the, I don't know how to word it correctly, but the drug problem coming from the apartments and how far it reaches into to our city? I know that your guys are doing a pretty good job of blocking the transients that are walking along Fairfield and Westview and Sunrise, but how often does that happen? I've seen them two or three times stop.
Every single day. Fairfield has become a, I don't want to say a wall, but it's become like a line that we try to defend. That there's just a lot of people. And in the apartments, I think they're, in all honesty, I think they're trying to clean them up, but it's forcing them to go outside the apartments to do their transactions. And, you know, they look at Shore Acres as a sleepy little city. They don't realize that from a police standpoint, we're not, because we're so active. So that is a situation that we're seeing more and more people just walking in our city that really can't tell us why they're here. But fortunately, most of them are being contacted on Fairfield or within just a block or two, and they're not getting into the city. And we're not bashful about stopping people and asking them what they're doing.
Yeah, I understand that. I've had some complaints of people that they've actually walked in their yards. Right? I mean, if you look at the other side of Fairfield, Dwyer and such, there's a lot of bicycles stolen. There's a lot of small petty thefts going on.
And one thing I've done is I've actually asked the officers to start patrolling Dwyer. And the reason is because I know it's not our city, and we're not going to be their police on Dwyer, but it does give us a little bit more heads up on what's going on before they get to our city. And I wouldn't say it's rampant. I don't want anybody to think that it's rampant, but we have seen an increase just steadily the last few months, probably the last 6 or 7 months, on the people that's just in the city that just are walking around. And you call them transients. I don't really know what they are. They just have no business here that they can tell us. You don't have to have a business. It's legal to walk around. But when we stop them and talk to them, they really can't give us any reason for being here. And a lot of them, I know, tell us they're going to Circle Park.
Well, as long as your guys are out there, it seems like they're not walking our garages yet anyway. So
please let me know if they do. If they've got that piece, we need to readjust.
Thanks.
Chief, have you asked Chief Adcock if it was possible for him to entertain and intervene maybe with some of the 4th Street crime guys that no one's aware with from that complex and come in and work with us a little bit?
I've not had a conversation with the chief himself, but I've had a conversation with the other people in the department, and they are working those apartments. They've been working the apartments. They've moved the cameras and the patrol car that doesn't have anybody in it that works for a few hours. They've done those proactive measures down there, but really all that's doing is sending them our way.
The green department's kind of flushed everybody out, except for a few residents, and so they're all on the move.
Is there any more questions? Okay. We're going to move on to 7.0 business, 7.1 discussion regarding coyotes. Mama?
I had a guy that was supposed to come out today, but his schedule wasn't available with the Texas Parks and Wildlife, so he will be here our next council meeting. So if we can kind of move that to next meeting.
Is everybody okay with moving that to the next meeting? Okay, no objections. So go ahead. Can you put that on the next meeting, Mr. Schnell? So moving on to 7.2, consideration approval of resolution number 282290, appointing and acting city manager until such time the city manager is appointed. Hoskins?
Some probably think this is an eye exam. So let me go ahead and pass some large papers down so you don't have to look at yours at all. Let me start off with saying I'm in favor of Texas First Green. I'm just, before we move on and appoint the acting city manager from Texas First Group, I'm a little concerned with today's environment, that this is actually the right candidate. Apparently there was a sexual harassment lawsuit that was settled with Grimes County. That resulted in a payment of $38,500. This happened about 9 years ago, so it happened a little bit more longer than that. But I think that we need to properly vet, properly decide who we should have working and managing our city employees. So I'm going to leave it up to council if they want to go ahead and approve resolution 2018-290. I have a hard time with it, and so I move that we not approve resolution 218-290.
Are you making a motion?
I made a motion not to approve it.
We have a motion to not approve resolution 218-290. Is there a second? Okay, it does for lack of second. So, if there's no further business or comments, we will adjourn. We adjourn at 7:17 p.m.